Okay, Professor, tonight we're going to continue the series of Tfilas Hadar. I think there's only one more after this, then we'll conclude the topic. We discussed the obligation of Tfilas Hadar when one leaves the city and is going around 3 miles past the city limits. Then there is an obligation to say Tfilas Hadarach. And we discussed last time why some people don't say it even in those situations. There's a discussion if it's built up on the sides, is that going to take away from the obligation or not? And that we covered last time. So the Kolbo, one of the Gedolei HaPoskim, the Beis Yosef always quotes from the Kolbo. He quotes from the Rambi Rutberg, Rabbeinu Meir. Adam Halech Chutz Le'ir, Enetzav was Paul Tfilah Zuki in Tam Achas, Betfilah Sayom. Right, the question is, say a person is going on the Derech, but he's making stops on the way. And sometimes he can even make significant stops for a couple of hours on the way. He's going through the cross country, he's stopping at different people, he's going to the mountains, he's stopping here, he's stopping there, a couple of hours. So is the obligation of Tfilas Hadarach on every part of the journey? In other words, if you had a major stop, so do we say that there should be another obligation or not? Because normally, what's the normal klal? The normal klal is that if you have a significant hefsek, then you have to make another bracha. Like, for example, you make a bracha on the sukkah, and then you come out of the sukkah, you're bringing food from the house into the sukkah. You don't make another bracha, because it's chick-chack, you go in and out. But if somehow you went out of the sukkah for an hour or something like that, an hour or two, and then you end up coming back. So that was a significant break. It's not miyad. You didn't return what we call miyad. Miyad is hard to define exactly what, you know, miyad is, but after a certain amount of time, it's no longer miyad. So if you're just coming in and out to the place, you're bringing food into the sukkah, you come in and come out, so that's miyad. So you don't make another bracha. But if it's something significant, an hour or something like that, so then you would have to make another bracha, because the bracha is considered, so to speak, lapsed with the break. Right? In other words, when you make the original bracha on something, then you have to start the mitzvah right away. Even if you spoke a little bit, that's not in the union, the mitzvah, you lost the bracha. But once you made your initial bracha, and you started the mitzvah, so now you can take breaks in between, as long as it's not significant breaks. And the bracha will still be chal on, you know, but once you did a significant break, so then that's the bracha has no longer shy, and you have to make it again. Okay? So the question is, by Tfilas Hadarach, what do we say? Do we say that after a significant break, you also have to make Tfilas Hadarach again? Or no? That is the question. So what the Kolbo is quoting here from the Maran de Rutenberg is that a significant break by Tfilas Hadarach does not require another bracha. The question is why? Why is this different than the regular rule that we have? And the answer given that he's going to explain, Maram Rutenberg, is this is not a regular bracha. It's a tefillah. It's a tefillah. There's a difference between a bracha and a tefillah. A bracha is you're making a bracha on a certain action. Here, we're not making a bracha on going on the derech. It's a tefillah. It's a bakasha. In other words, when you make a regular bracha, you say, it's not a bakasha. He's just preparing to do the mitzvah. But here, it's a bakasha. We're asking Hashem to have mercy upon us and it should be a safe journey, etc. So since it's a bakasha, it has the status of tefillah. And by tefillah, you don't have such rules. I mean, by tefillah, you daven, say, midaraisa, the Rambam's opinion is once a day, every day. And even midrabanan, we daven three times a day, and we make pauses between the davenings. But it's a word, tefillah shachris carries us through the whole morning, and mincha through the whole afternoon, even though there are significant breaks. So this halacha of breaks in the middle does not apply to tefillah. So that's what he writes here. Chasav harav rabbeinu meir, adam halechut le'ir, ein esarach l'shpal fiyuzuki in tam achas tefillah sayom. Only one time at the beginning of the day, afilu in yanuach be'ir be'emtza haderach sha'achas. And that's, you know, sha'achas is something significant. She yosei misham einu tzarach l'shpal fiyuzuki in tam achas tamacheres. Ad kal l'shom. So even if you have a significant break, one time during the day suffices for tefillah sadech. But he makes an interesting point. Aval, in daito lolum v'ir. Say for example like this. You travel to the mountains, right? And you plan to stay, to sleep over. Say you're coming from Teaneck to a bungalow colony, and you got there, then you're visiting some relatives and you're planning to stay over. And then something comes up and you have to change the plans and go back home. So then, the Kobo quotes, you have to make another tefillah sederach even on the same day. Because since your mindset was that you're staying there, and you're not planning to continue on the derech. So that's a complete hesach hadas from the derech. And that is called a hefsek. And that, there is the fact that you stayed in someone's house, you stayed in the bungalow schmoozing for 3 hours, and then you were always planning to head back later in the day, that's not hefsek. Even though it was a 3-hour respite from the actual derech, that doesn't matter. When you go back home that same day, and again, regabi this halacha, the day comes first and then the night. Right? Whenever we go by tefillah, the day comes first and then by korbanos. So usually in halacha, the night is before the day. Regabi tefillah, the day is before the night. In other words, we consider shachris the first tefillah in the day, not ma'ariv. How do I know that? The Sefer Asher L'Shlomo, Shlomo Berman, he writes that you know that because the halacha is lo sochu al adam. You're not allowed to eat before davening. Some say tefillah in the midaraisa. So which tefillah is that referring to? That's referring to shachris, before shachris. Because before mincha, before ma'ariv, you can't eat a suda, you can eat, you can snack, you can this. But before shachris, you're not allowed to even snack. If some cooler the person's not well or something like that, but the strict halacha is that before davening shachris you're not supposed to eat anything except water. And before mincha ma'ariv, you can eat, but you shouldn't have a meal. Unless you have minyan that you always go to. Like in YU, there's a 10 o'clock ma'ariv minyan. So every night, everyone goes to that 10 o'clock ma'ariv minyan. So in most, like I say, this part of the year now that it's already dark early, so everyone's eating dinner before the 10 o'clock ma'ariv meal. So Shasta doesn't rely on the hefta. He will sooner daven be chidus than eat before ma'ariv. But most people rely on the hefta. So minyan kavua doesn't mean that the minyan's always at 10 o'clock. It means your attendance is kavua at the minyan. It could be a kavua minyan, but if you don't go to it on a kavua basis, then you don't get the hefter of minyan. Well, the whole idea of minyan kavua is like it's built into you like clockwork, that you always know 10 o'clock, you go to the minyan, so we're not afraid you're going to forget. But by shachris, there's nothing to do. You see, by milk and mara, you can't have a meal because we're afraid you're going to forget the daven. By Shachris, has nothing to do with afraid. It's just gaiva to dive into Hashem.
If you eat first, it's like you're gaiva thing. You're eating first, and then you're asking Hashem to renew your life. You know, so that's just kind of gaiva thing. So therefore, you're not allowed to accept water. The Rishonim say, water, there's no gaiva in drinking some water. But other things, that's considered so there's a discussion, maybe it only applies to intoxicating, a whole discussion, but that's the point that we're saying over here. Oh, so the Kolbo quotes from the Ram Rutenberg, an unbelievable thing, that, but if you had a break during the day, so, and then you continue your journey afterwards, you don't have to wait, as long as it's the same day. Same day means that day and the following night, that's all considered the same day. But once you had in mind to end the journey, and then there was a change of heart, a new tefillah tzaderech. Even though, there wasn't necessarily a long break, but you really thought you were sleeping over. You brought your stuff, you planned to sleep over, and then you got a phone call from the city that someone needs you and you got to go back. Some unexpected thing happened. So then that's the din shulchan aruch, that you have to, that's the halacha. Then you have to make another tefillah tzaderech, even if it's on the same day. So that's what he says.